I'm here to tell you there is not really any religion that'll take a person to heaven. Christianity is not a religion. It is a person. It is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you this morning, I will not finish. There are 10 proofs in this text that show that Jesus Christ is God. He is God. He is the Son of God, but He is also God. And there is no other religion other than that which is Christ. Jesus Christ is who He said He was. And those who have a religion that reject Jesus Christ are, as Romans said, they've just made up their own religion to make themselves comfortable. Jesus Christ is the one. Don't you notice in the first thing, in verse 1, Jesus Christ has always existed. Verse 1, it says He's the Word. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh. The Word is Jesus Christ. We're not talking about the Bible. We're talking about Christ because He is the revelation of God. But it says, in the beginning was the Word. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. What Scripture is doing is this. The Scripture is saying when time began, when the world began, in the beginning, when creation occurred, before the world ever began, in the beginning, Jesus Christ was. He already existed. And Greek is very precise. It's in the tense that means He was that in the past, and the results of that continue on. And what the Scriptures say was in the beginning. That is, when creation began, Jesus Christ already was. There's never been a time that Jesus has not existed. Jesus has always been. He is from eternity to eternity. Jesus Christ was not created. He was not made. The Bible says very clearly that in the beginning was the Word. He has always been here. Before you and I ever began, before the world was ever created, Jesus was. He has always been. That's one of the proofs that He is God, because God is the only one who's always been here. I've got a starting point. You've got a starting point, but not Jesus Christ. He has always been. Secondly, I want you to notice it says, and the Word was with God. The Word was with God. It's interesting, the Greek construction here, with God, is a very strong picture. And it has the idea of two intelligent beings facing one another. The idea of the Word is to simply be facing one another in intimate relationship, in communion. And the Bible very clearly begins to tell us, reveal to us what we call the Trinity. There is one God in His essence, but He exists in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says from the very beginning, Jesus was. But Jesus also was with God. That means they were equal. They were of the same essence. They were the same being, except they were two distinct persons. And they had intimate fellowship. Now, we don't quite understand and cannot adequately explain the Trinity, but the Bible very clearly reveals it, and it is very clearly revealing it here when it says He was with God. Meaning God the Father and God the Son, in some way, though they were the one God, exist as two distinct persons having fellowship and relationship with one another, and they've always been. That's a second proof. Third proof is the Bible explicitly says. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible explicitly says that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ Himself claimed to be God. Jesus was not crucified because He was a religious person. Jesus was not crucified because they didn't like Him. Jesus Christ was crucified because he claimed equality with the Father. He even said in John, "Why do you stone me? Why do you want to stone me?" And they said, "Because you claim equality with the Father." That is, you claim to be God. And Jesus did claim to be God. When the world says he's a good religious teacher, no, he's not. No, he's not. Because anybody who claims to be God and is not God is a lunatic. Jesus is either who he said he was, but do not just boil him down to just some good teacher. You know, just a good religious teacher. Jesus claimed to be God. If someone came through our town claiming to be God, and everybody said, "Hey, he's a good religious teacher," I said, "I don't know now. I think he's a little crazy." But Jesus is either crazy or he's who he said he was, and he is who he said he was. The Bible is very clear. He was God. That is, the Bible starts by telling us that when time began, Jesus was already there. And God the Father and God the Son, in some way as the one God, were two distinct persons who were equal but had fellowship with one another and knew one another. He was with God. And thirdly, he was God. And the reason it says was is because he existed as God. The Bible is very explicit. Jesus Christ is and was God. He is God. When the creation began, he'd already been there. When the creation began, he was already in fellowship with the Father. When the creation began, he already was God. Fourth proof. Look, if you will, in verse 2, he says, "The same was in the beginning with God." And then in verse 3, he says this, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Notice what the scripture does. The scripture in verse 1 sort of gives you the view of Jesus as the eternal God before the world began. The eternal God and the second person of the Trinity. In verse 3, he then begins to tell you that he is the creator. And he says it in two ways. First, he says it positively. All things were made by him. That means all things. Then, in case you missed it, it then says it in the negative way. And without him was not anything made that was made. You were made by Jesus Christ. The world was made by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the creator. The Bible says it over and over in Colossians that Jesus Christ is the one who stood in the beginning of time. And as the second person of the Trinity, he is the one also who participated in the making of the world. In the creating of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the land, and the people, and the water, and the things. Everything that is on this earth before time began, Jesus was. And then Jesus Christ made it all. And only God is the creator. You see, when people say, "Oh, I don't know about Jesus Christ, I'm with Buddha, or I'm with somebody else." Well, God bless you. You can be with them all you want to. But you're going to have to deal with what Scripture says, because Jesus is who he said he was. He is the creator. Do you realize that this Jesus Christ is the one who actually made you? Jesus Christ is the one who created the world that you live in. I guess we won't have even time this morning because I'm going to run out of time. But my second point was, when you consider who he is, that he would actually become a human being, that is absolutely amazing. As we said Wednesday night, "For God so loved the world that he gave." The great demonstration of the love of God is that Christ came to us. That's what is absolutely amazing, that God came to us. You know, I try to imagine it in some silly way. You know, it'd be like me looking down at a bunch of ants and say, "You know, I'd like to reach these ants. So what I'll do, I'll just become an ant and live among them." Well, the gap between us as human beings going to be ants, the gap is greater when God became a man. That's why Jesus Christ is the dividing line. What people think of Jesus They're either on the religious side, making up their own religion, or they're on the side that God is, because that's who Jesus Christ is. He is the Creator. It's interesting, this verb here, where it says Jesus Christ made, it is very distinct. And when it talks about Christ, it uses a verb which means was, that he already was in existence. This word, all things were made by him, is a verb which means to come into being, which means to create something. That is, Jesus Christ has always been, and as the Creator, he brought into existence the world which had not been here before. That's why people believe in evolution today. Because if you didn't believe in evolution, you can remove God. And you're not accountable to God. And you don't have to worry about it. You make up your own religion. They'll find out when death comes. Because they'll stand square before the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is who he said he was. Fifthly, notice what he says in verse 4. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Notice the phrase, in him was life. Now, let me show you what Scripture is doing. Verse 1 and 2 is trying to show you the eternal God, Jesus Christ. Then it steps forward and says, he was the Creator who made it all. Then it says something about him being the light, but it says, first of all, in him was life. And what it means that Jesus Christ has life within himself. He is self-existent. You see, I don't have life that I create within myself. If God chooses today to take my physical life away, I'm gone. I have no control over that. I'm not a creator. I'm subservient to the Creator. I don't have life within myself. There was a time I didn't exist and God brought life within me. But in Jesus, notice in him was life, meaning was once again, just like he was, just like the word was, means he already had life within himself. That is, Jesus Christ from all eternity has life within himself and needs nothing else. He's the Creator. He's the one that gives the life. He's the one that sustains it all. But in him was life. Jesus Christ doesn't need anything. Jesus Christ doesn't need to plug up. Jesus Christ is never going to die. Jesus Christ is never going to run out. Jesus Christ is never going to cease to exist. He has always been because he has life within himself. That's what it means. In him was life. He's a self-existent God. That just boggles my mind. That if you could somehow count up years and look, before the world began, Jesus Christ was and had the life within himself because he was God. That just boggles my mind. That before the world ever began, there was a God. Where did God come from? Nowhere. He's always been. That's just scary almost. That he's always been and he has life within himself. Then notice what the scripture says. In him was life and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. Meaning this, that when Christ came to this earth, because he was God and is God, he had life within himself. And that life that was him was the light to point people to God, to point people to the way. He brought into his life a holiness, a godliness, a beauty. When they saw him changed on the Mount of Transfiguration and Jesus let a little bit of the glory of his deity shine through, they were absolutely amazed at the beauty and the glory. Jesus veiled it in his humanity, but when he came to this earth, the very life that pre-existed in him, the very life that he is God, was the light for people to see. Hey, this is God. Notice, if you will, down in verse 14. And he says this, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father." We beheld it. That is, when Christ came. If Jesus Christ, if we could have lived back then and Jesus Christ walked in the room, you would have saw a man, but somewhere in that man was God in humanity. And as he came to this earth, his very presence and the very person he is was the light to shine to the world to say, "This is the way. I'm the one." And notice it says, it was the light of men, and verse 5 says, "And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." Or as another, the Greek word means, the darkness could not overcome it. And it simply means this, that when Jesus Christ came, because of who he was, the very person he was shined out into a dark and sinful world. You know, as a Christian, because Christ lives in us, you can kind of sense when you go out among those who do not know God and live immorally, you can just sense the darkness and the sinfulness. Well, Christ came and shined out by his presence into a dark, sinful world. And the Bible says, "And the darkness could not overcome him." Can I tell you, this is the way what he's saying is, if we were to come in here tonight and the room here would be totally dark, we'll come over here and it'd be totally dark in here. There's no light. And if we were to come in and maybe just turn on the organ light, there would be light there. And all of a sudden, it would begin to shine out and dispel the darkness. And you know what? The darkness can't overcome the light. Because the only way you can overcome the light is by turning it off. And Jesus Christ's very presence came down to this earth, and because of his life, he was the light to the world, the light of men, and he shined out in the dark world, and they could not overcome him. They could not stop him, because you can't dispel the light. Darkness doesn't put out light. Light puts out darkness. And Christ came into this world, and he shined into this world, God in human flesh, God as a human being, and he shined to the world. And when you read the Gospels and the Holy Spirit makes Christ alive, he shines to the world, and we know God. I know that I know God. And I know that I'm going to spend eternity with him in heaven. And I know that my life is assured because I know Jesus Christ. Say, "Preacher, you're a Baptist?" Sometimes. Baptists don't always have it together. Methodists and Presbyterians don't. It isn't that. It's the fact that we know Christ because of who he is. You know what Christmas is? Is that God, it just boggles my mind, that God would come to us. And the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He gave Christ, God in the flesh, to die on the cross because he was the only one who could offer a perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world. Friends, it's not arrogant. It's not pride to say, "I know God because I know Christ." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your precious word. And I pray that you would sink it deep into people's hearts and elevate their view of Christ and how great and how wonderful and great this is to know him. And I pray for anyone here today, Lord, who's not right with this Christ, or anyone here who doesn't know Christ, I pray you speak to them this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.